The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad you're here. I would have been here earlier, but it's all Dean's fault. Just so you know who to blame things on around here. You know, right? Do you know?
I'm always late. I'm sorry I made you late, Gary.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, I was 8 minutes late from late. So anyway, here we are, but I'm here. You know, I had to do my hair. What can I say? But I love you guys. I appreciate you tapping in. And I got some really cool stuff to tell you guys. And I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, as I never do. But there's this energy that showed up. And I didn't hardly know what to make of it, except it was really, really amazing. And I got high from it. My sinuses opened. My little brain got warm inside my head. And I felt really good. And my heart felt really big, like this heart, like big old heart. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what is this? What is this thing? And so once I focused my eyes, and this is early, early in the morning before my first cup of, or my first 7 cups of coffee. And so I look around and I see the room, and it's a very crowded room. I'm standing in the house, the ballroom of the house. Who has a ballroom? That's ridiculous. Whatever, the biggest room. But I'm standing in the biggest room in the house, and I'm looking around, and I see it's crowded with God. It's all crowded, and there's all these duplicates of God, right? And I'm like, this is pretty cool. And God says, this is one of the gifts of your God consciousness. And so if you remember, we got a God consciousness a week or two ago. I get all my weeks tangled, but I know we got the spiritual gift of God consciousness. You guys did. And if you didn't, just ask God, please, may I have the spiritual gift of your consciousness? God, may I please have the spiritual gift of your consciousness? And you'll start to feel bright. You'll start to feel light. You'll start to feel good. But one of the gifts, and I really didn't have any idea what, you know, that it was, that what this was, because understand, I know I don't know. And I see all kinds of stuff every day, brand new. And I had all these gods in the room with me, very crowded room. And it was pretty wild because my consciousness went so high. And if I look now, I'm looking and I can see Wally. Wally, let me talk to you. Let me talk to Wally quick. Okay. And so, cause Wally's got to where he can just tap in really light speed to whatever's going on. And so Wally, you got really good at this. I'm excited for you. And yes. So, yeah. Could you see God standing around in your room where you are?
Right? Yeah. Yes, I could.
I can see them all. Yeah. I see God all around you. You had like God, right. God, 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 God. You had all these gods. You had God everywhere. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. What did that look like to you? Because I saw you saw it. And so that's the reason I'm talking to you.
It was just hundreds of gods all over, just right in my room with me.
Right in your room with you. I saw
it. Yes. Yeah. Right.
And so how cool is that? And so if you guys tap into that, right? And all you got to do is just tap into Wally, tap into me, and you're going to feel this energy that is a freakish, amazing energy. It is a God consciousness energy that gives you the ability to spread your God energy everywhere you go. And if you have that vibe, you will have a good day and you'll have a great life. And you'll attract beautiful people and beautiful things. And so abundance, love, whatever you want. And so, if you look now, God, see God nodding, Wally, all the gods uh-huh. nodding. They're all nodding at one time. Right. They're like can-can girls, but God. You know? It's like, you know, see him bend over definitely. And laugh now. See him laughing. I mean, he has a sense of humor. So, mm-hmm. so this is the vision I'm seeing. And you're seeing the same vision. So we're both right. equally crazy or something's going on. But anyway, thank God we are. And And so that's a beautiful thing. And so if you tell God what you're thankful for, just tell him what you're thankful for and see what happens. Can you say it out
Okay.
loud?
I just thanked him for a good life.
Oh, okay. You see these balls of light he's throwing at you?
They're coming right at me.
Yeah, they're coming right at you. He's throwing all these balls of light. I feel you're getting slightly teary and very healed.
Oh, I
You
am.
know,
I'm
you
getting
feel it?
tears.
He said you just bought yourself from your whatever your life expectancy is. He said you just bought yourself 12 years.
Wow. I need to tell my
Healthy.
doctor. I need to tell my doctor that.
Tell him and be cocky with it and tell him
I'll
God
say
said it. No, but I see that. I really do. I heard that. He said, tell him he just bought himself 12
I
years
can see
because
12. I can see the
you
number
can see the
12.
number, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so he says he appreciates you, your light, your awareness, and all the good you do for all the people you do it for. And he's like, have you noticed the idiosyncrasies lately where everything cool is showing up, like just kind of showing up? And I don't know if you've noticed that lately, but I see, you know, fun things, good things, neat people, situations. But I see it just kind of rolling to you and coming to you. And you'll see that even more in a freaky, freaky way, you know. And so that's what I see. So anyway, good luck. You don't need
Can
any more luck than that.
I've got a quick
Okay.
question for you.
Sure.
I went to my massage therapist last week for a massage, and she said that she was going to do polarity work on me. So she would touch me, and honest to God, her hands got like on fire.
Yeah.
Do you know any? Can you tell me about her? She's talking about all these armies and they're fighting with,
Well, she
you
would be,
know.
it would be, that would be accurate. That would be an accurate assessment. There are armies in the heavens, not necessarily armies on the earth. And it could be armies on the earth too. But she was seeing armies in the heavens. And so that's what she was seeing.
Right. Okay.
And so she's real gifted. Whoever she is, she's amazing. You know, the nice.
It's she's it's and then she was pulling black stuff out of me,
Okay,
black.
the black stuff. If you would have seen me, if you guys could have seen me this morning, first of all, you'd probably felt sorry for me. But you would. I was in a major spiritual battle, pulling the darkest of energies out of my physical body, and it was
Okay.
pretty wild to see. Also, very painful. And so, but it was, and it's super, super aggressive. So you guys have to go to this higher vibration to get above the funk because there's a crazy funk and the funk is affecting people physically. And so you got to get above the funk physically. You have to be able to pull these dark energies out. And if you look in your, when I look at your energy field, Wally, way over on your left side down low, way out there, you'll see a black blob. See it?
I do.
Okay. Okay, clear it. There you go. You did it as soon as you thought of it. There it goes. And now
Okay.
your feet are hot. I felt it. And your
Yes.
face. Yeah, there
Right.
you go. All right.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. There you
Thank
go.
you.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
Lots
Thanks.
of
Bye.
Cool. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Was that cool? I thought that was really
Yeah.
cool. To me, that was like really cool, you know, because I could see Wally had dialed in exactly what was happening, you know. And so if you do that, you're going to feel really, really good. Let me talk to Angela in Ojai. Let me talk to Angela. Hey, girl, what's up? She's my sister. What's up, sister?
Is
I don't like
just Angela, Gary?
Angela. Unmute yourself.
All
Right
right.
here. I got
Where?
it. You
I got her.
there you go. Hey,
Hey,
girl.
Angela.
I got her.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
How nice that you called on me.
Yeah, I see God all around you on one side of you, and on the other side of you, I see the devil. You look like a commercial. You know, you look like a commercial for good.
That.
Yeah, you look like a commercial for good and evil. And so, anyway, so,
And
but
my
on one
body's
side.
been really hurting a lot, so maybe.
Yeah, well, if I look on one side, okay, first of all, focus in on God. Say God, say the word God. God,
God,
please help me.
please help me.
Okay, and if you look on your left side, you'll see a lot of gods. And you see it on your right. I'm mirroring you. You
Yeah,
see
it's
it.
funny. I see it on my right.
see it on your right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, okay. See all the gods over there? See, they're all on one side. See there? They're all on one. There you are. Hey, you zeroed in on it. Go.
My
go
dog look. Just sat with me. He's distracting me a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, your dog moved in because he could feel the light. And so there we go. And so you got a little, your dog is funny. Let's show everybody his little funny face. He's a little gyp jawed.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's got a little underbite, over underbite. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
a, where are you at? I can't see him.
I mean,
he looks like an Ewok, though, if you look at him close. He's funny.
It's hard to get him. It's hard to get him. He's too hard to
That's all right. But I see, anyway, so I see that. Okay. All those gods are handing you on every dimension and level a sword. Mm. And you'll see a bunch of swords coming at you at one time.
Yeah.
Handing you. Okay. Take the sword.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you look over, you see it on your left side of your body, and look, you'll see about 6 upside down black pyramids. See them?
Yeah, I do.
Clear them. Okay. There you go. You did. Really that easy. And now when you clear those, you notice the pain's moving away from your body.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Got real quiet, really quiet in your head, really super bright. All this light's going into you. And I see I see all these God energies moving around both sides of your body now. And so now it's a crowded room full of gods. And that's a whole God consciousness now. There. See, it's really, it feels like that. Ah, it feels relief. Yeah. Feel the relief?
And I so feel that, relief.
Very good. And see, that's the energy attacking the world right now and attacking everybody. And so this is how you clear it. And so, it really works. It really works. You have to go to a total God vibe to do it. Now that God vibe slipped into your body and you feel really blissful inside. Feel it?
I do feel better. I do, yeah.
Good. You'll be all right. There we go. All right. I love you. I love you. Is that okay? Is okay? I love you. Yes.
Of course. Yes. Okay.
All right. Good.
I love
all
you
right.
too, Gary. Thank you so much.
Hey, talk to you soon. Big kiss.
Bye.
There we go. That's a crazy feeling, though. That's a crazy feeling. And that's how easy it is to get. It's not hard, guys. This is very easy. When the energies show up on the planet, the different ones, like this one, you can tap into it. And when you tap into it, you're going to get high. You're going to get high. You're going to get healed. You're going to feel good. It's going to feel great for you. And it's going to be easy. This is not hard. Everybody thinks, okay, I'm talking to an angel. I'm worthy. That's nice. And, you know, and I can meditate and let a little light in. That's nice. But when you go to God levels, you guys think, okay, that's going to be hard. No, it don't work that way. It really don't work that way. And so you guys are able to, because it's on the planet right now, to go into your God consciousness. And when you do, you're going to be able to really nail stuff. I mean, you're going to nail things that you never thought you could do. You're going to nail business. You're going to nail relationships. You're going to nail your worries. And you're going to find it all just kind of disappears. But this is how you do it. How we're doing it now is what's really, really, really happened. And so I'm looking around. And I'm clearing all you guys. Let me just look at you. There we go. There we go. There we go. Ah, there we go. And so Donald's iPhone. Let me talk to Donald. Hey, Donald. Hey, buddy. How are you? And so when I look at you, you have a very crowded room full of God. I see a very crowded room full of God energy. And you have one that's right above you. And it slid into your physical body, which is going to change your physical, the way you feel. And this will really heal you up. And it just slipped. I see it slipping and sliding right down into your body. And I know you've been going through some health issues. And so, but this is going right inside of you. And this will make you physically stronger. And so this will change it up for you. And so does that make some sense to you? Yeah, you feel it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I do.
Right. And yeah. I don't know exactly where you are health-wise. I know you were going through some stuff, but when I look at you, I now see you full of God light. God light is the most powerful light. And see, now you feel really warm and fuzzy and different, especially in your arms, your face, and your chest. Feel that going on? You can kind of feel that.
Oh, yeah, and the top of my head.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yeah, it slipped. Yeah, it just slipped right down into you. And all you would do is just ask God for what you want. Just okay, so say it. Just tell him out loud whatever you want to have happen.
God, all I want is to see you, work with you, and have you help me heal people. That's all I want.
He's giving you, this is pretty interesting. He's giving you a set of hands. I see these golden hands, and he's handing you a set of golden hands. Just read, there you go. Put them on your, get them. There you go.
Okay.
But now they went onto your hands, and now your hands are getting pretty hot.
There you go.
Right? There.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And he's making jokes. He says, you got your wish. He says, wish is my command. He's making jokes. And so God's frisky. You guys think God's all serious and, oh, here's your hands to heal people with, you know, but he's actually pretty frisky and funny. And he gets us, but your hands are getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And so you feel that, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. You got it. You got your wish. There.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
good
you,
luck.
God. Thank you.
You can feel it. You can feel it. I love this game. I love this game. I really do. Thank you guys. Thank you. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys playing this game with me because I think it's a pretty amazing game. And the God consciousness is just the greatest thing. I want you to, from your heart and soul, wish for something nice for someone else. Wish for something nice for someone else. And I want to talk to Anand and Justine. Did I say it right then? I hope so.
Justin. Okay. And Anand.
Oh, is it? I see it different. I don't know.
No, we say Justine. That's a girl's name.
I know. I'm like, why do I say that? Anyway.
So Justin and Anand.
Yeah, but I see you guys wishing well for somebody. Who are you wishing well for? What are you wishing well on? You really
wishing well for Justin and his health. So I was like really saying it so loud right now. So if you could see me, I was saying that.
Oh, okay. I see all this light. Okay. And interestingly enough, and I've never done this particular thing we're doing tonight. I didn't have any idea I was going to do this. And God said, here, I want you to do this. Okay. I'll do this. I had this happen with me this morning. And so, and I thought it was pretty amazing, the process. And so, I see God, much like the Donald before you, the guy before you, you have God, a bunch of gods all in the room. God. I see it like that. But you have a big giant God above your head. Okay. And he's slipping down into your body. And you just want to tell him, I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you so much.
And please heal me up.
Please fill me up.
There we go. Okay. And I see him slipping into your body. There he goes. Now he clicked in. How does that feel?
Feels very warm again.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Good. Good. It's perfect. And I see him in both of you guys because you guys are one. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. All this light. And now you're beaming and you've got all this God matrix going out. It looks like a sunshine. And now it looks like two sunshines. And then it became one big sunshine as you guys are one. Beautiful. Beautiful. And you made me hot.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
There's a mentor of mine. He's an older gentleman. His name is Joe Jordan. And he's got a bunch of cancer and blood clots and skin lesions and all that. Can you take a look, please?
Yeah, there we go. And I just peeled a lot of darkness off of him. It looked like peeling a grape, frankly. And I just see him glowing. And those are projections from you. And then I saw a couple of your God selves run over there and jump in him. And when that happened, notice your sinuses opened right then?
Yeah,
his did too. He just got all this light that went through his body. So you added a lot of light to his body. Let's see what happens, okay?
Thank you. We appreciate it. We love you.
Hey, love you too. Love you too. Hope to see you guys soon.
Love you guys.
I miss you guys when you're not here.
Good looking couple. I love them.
They're neat. There we go. I just got all this light rolling down through you. There we go. Let me talk to Joseph. Let me talk to Joseph. See what's happening. I haven't talked to Joseph in a while.
Is it
hey,
just on the Joseph, Gary?
Yep, that's it. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. There we go. Hey, Joseph, how are you, buddy? There we go.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, there we go. Good to talk to you. Good to talk
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for calling on me.
Oh, I appreciate you. Now you've got something going on a little different. It's interesting. It looks like you've had, I would say when I look at your energy field, I would say you've had a day. In other words, like, and I don't know if that's the case, but you know how sometimes you'll have a day and you'll go, good Lord, you know, give me a break kind of thing. And so, but I see it's that energy of really, you know, kind of beat up a little bit.
Okay.
And so you and your energy, I see a room full of gods on the second floor. In other words, it's above. Above. It's one story up. It's in your second dimension. I want you to allow the room full of gods, the god energy, allow it to come down to your physical world. To the first dimension. There we go. There we go. Now this room, the room you're in, filled up. Okay. And now if you look around, you can see a lot of God spirits everywhere. They're there. Now they're standing around. And there you go. Sometimes what happens is we go to meditate and we clear ourselves, and it's with us a little bit higher than our head. And that would be in your second dimension. So now it come down to your first dimension. So there Thank in their you. First. Yeah, you're welcome. And now in the first dimension, I feel the back of your neck warm. Your hands yes. are getting warmer. Your face is getting warmer. You feel all that going on.
Yes, I do.
And so there you managed to get the light down to where you are, down to the physical. This is a physical first dimension gift. In other words, like this is a gift that comes to us down in the physical world we live in. So that we can physically use this gift. And so we do this to make our physiology feel better, to make our friends, our family feel better. And it brings in healing light to your physical body and to others. And so you want to just allow this light to go through your body. There you go. There you go. There you go. Looks good. There we go. And now I want you to project it to, it looks like your spouse, I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And so your spouse needs a little love, a little light. Feels like that'll help. And so there we go. Okay. Now then, feel how good you feel.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. Cause you know, your wife feels better. And so there we go.
What was keeping it on the second level?
I don't know. Allowing? Let me look. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I have to look and see. There was a darkness that was rolling in on a bigger level around your world. And so it had nothing to do with you personally. It was just a big old dark energy that kind of rolled in because it rolled in, you see? It would be like a storm rolling in, really. And now it disappeared.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
You see? And now you just feel better. See, difference. It feels way better. And so I remember I had some of these on me, and I'm looking and I'm like, what is that? And it looked like a storm front moving in. And so now you don't have that. And now you cleared it because you allowed the light to come all the way down to your physical world.
I see.
And so that's what that is. And so you look good. And you just tell God thank you a bunch of times and you're in.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. You feel better though, right?
I do. I do. Thank you.
Yeah. What does that feel like? What does it feel like? Tell everybody what it feels like.
I'm just really warm. I think my head's quiet.
Your eyes are
feel
bright.
Brighter.
Your eyes are way bright. Yeah, right. And so, but yeah, the eyes are super bright. There you go, buddy. Now I see it raining gifts, spiritual gifts. I see cars. I don't know if you're looking for a car, but I see stuff like that, you know. And so, but I see things coming to you.
Wow.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Hey, good
Appreciate
luck.
it.
Talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Gary. Love you.
That's really good. Thanks. And so this is a super gift, guys, and it really works. And it can happen very fast. Whatever you're asking for can just show up really quick. And that's kind of the way it works. And so it looks good. Michelle, how are you? What are you feeling? I see you're
Hi.
thinking. I feel your head. I feel your head click. Quick.
She said she was feeling
Like all of a
dizzy.
sudden I got like I felt lightheaded, dizzy, and then I got really hot. And that was like a
Oh.
little bit ago when you were doing the gifts with Wally. I think it was with Wally.
Yeah, you could feel it there, right?
Yeah, I got
Yeah.
really, really hot.
Yeah, that was what happened. You had the same thing happen with you that Joseph had happen with him. You allowed it down to the first dimension, and then it just kind of took you. And so that's what that was.
Well, that
Yeah, no, I can feel
makes
it. I can feel it. But it worked, which is really good. And now I see it bleeding over to your sisters, your mom, your dad, everybody but Dean. I see
Yep.
Yeah.
It
Hey,
needs to go to him too, though. You're a
thanks.
take
I don't
so.
need
No.
it.
I
Be
don't need it.
nicer. Be
Thank
nicer.
you.
Be bastard. Be nicer. Anyway, there we go. All
Thank
right. Thanks. I can't see you. I don't know why it's
you.
not clicking back to you. I don't know what's up. There we are.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh,
Oh,
there we go. I see you
I
now.
gotta spotlight it with
All
you,
right,
baby.
here. There you go. Thank you.
Now I can see you. There you go. You got little angels in the background.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice. Those chairs. Those sweet chairs. Anyway.
It's
Oh,
your house.
God. Nice. I like real conservative things. Can you tell? Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing gaudy here. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. That's good. Who has a question? Who we got, Michelle?
Oh,
Who we talking to?
we got quite a few lists, but let me go ahead and go to Alice Smith real quick, please, and
Okay.
thank
You have
you.
her?
Yes. Hi, Alice.
Smiling
How are you?
Joe.
How's Joe?
Hey, my
Oh,
girl. Oops.
unmute Alice. Oh, there you
There you go.
We love you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, my girl. Hey, how
Hi,
are you?
Gary.
Hey,
Thank
I'm
you
good.
for calling my name. Well, Joe's very sick, and
Right.
he needs a lot of healing. He is bad right now. He's
Yeah.
under.
Yes. And when I look at him, I see him. I just see four storms above him, and I'm clearing off the storms. There's one, two, three, four. And now you'll notice your sinuses open. You got really warm.
Yes.
Yeah. And so did he. And I see all this beautiful light around him, and I see a lot of angels with him. And he actually has the angel Michael with him in a very big way, and I see a lot of big heavenly hierarchy. When I look at him, he's tired,
Yes.
and so sometimes you get tired, and sometimes you get tired. I feel like he's tired, and he's I can hear his voice. Is he able to talk still or not?
Yes, he is very little, but he can talk.
Okay, and so he just I just hear him saying he loves you. That's what I hear.
He's been saying that all day.
Oh
Just,
yes, oh okay. Yeah,
yes.
and so,
Last night. Yes.
well, that's the main thing he's trying to. He seems to be aware that I'm there talking to him, and he what he's saying how much he loves you, and thank you, and I love you, and I thank you, and I love you. He keeps on saying love you, thank you, and saying he's tired, and so those are the things he's saying. His higher selves are still very active, and he says they always are, will be. They always will be. And so his higher selves are very active around you. And so he just keeps saying he loves you over and over. And there's nothing better that he could say, I guess. And so I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I'm holding your hand. I love you guys. And so,
You.
but he's
Is he
got
in pain, Gary? Do you see that he's
not
with
right now. Not
not right
right now.
now?
Not right now. He had some bone pain earlier, and so
Yes.
and it makes sense. Yeah. And so, but not now. And
every
so,
time we move him to change, to do things, he's got pain.
Yeah, but he when you these layers of darkness that were on him were causing, you know, the bone pain, but now not at all. And so it makes a big difference. And so he looks super, super bright, lots of light, lots of angels. And now I see God holding his hands, both hands, actually. And so this whole God energy where I see lots of gods, you know, God. I see a God on one holding one hand and a God holding the other hand. And so that's what I see. And I see a God slipping inside of him, you know. And so that's what I see. And so it's a beautiful vision. And so I'm just projecting a lot of love to you. That's what I'm doing. All of our love, honey. We're here for you. Okay. And for him. All right. Beautiful.
Love you guys. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Love you, Alice. Good luck. We're here for you. Call us if you need us for anything.
Yeah. Anytime, night or day.
Thank you.
Anytime. Okay. Beautiful. There we go. I love her, right?
She's amazing.
No, I love her so much. All right, Joe.
It brings a tear to the eye.
Oh, yeah. I'm just listening to Joe. He keeps on saying, I want her to know how much I love her. And I said, she does. And he's like, thank you. He just, you know. Isn't it funny with all the things you could talk about, when you're in that position, you just want to say, I love you. Right? How nice is that? How important is that? And so you want your spouse to know, you know, like they don't know already. But that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. And I think love really is the biggest thing. And so I appreciate you guys. I love all you guys. I hope you love yourself, and I hope you love whoever you're around. And I hope they love you a whole lot. That's what I see. Let me talk to Karen Fromm. Let me see what's up. Karen, what are you doing? How you doing? I can see the top of your head. There we go. Are you hiding?
No, I'm not. No.
Right.
I was sending healing to Joe this week because Richard reached out to me. And so I was just sending him more, and I was just starting to cry.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're tearing up, so am I, and so a lot of people. That's, you know, healing energy. Anytime you have a tear, you have some healing going on. So beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I see a lot of angels around you. It went from like looking normal in your room there to being a very crowded room full of gods. So, and now it looks like you're having a cocktail party for gods. That's what I see.
Okay.
I see God all over the place. And so how beautiful. That's just beautiful. Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And I see God in your car. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. I just hit a coyote.
Oh, well, there we are.
Maybe that's why. But it did quite a bit of damage to one side.
Oh, okay. That's what, well, anyway, he's trying
but
to.
But I didn't, I don't, I mean, I'm fine.
I mean, see you lighting. I see him lighting up your car. So don't run over coyotes. Anyway, there we go. Big, beautiful love. Yeah, I just saw this stuff. I saw this activity around you. I was trying to figure it out. And so tell God what you want. What would you like to, what if you ask God for something, what would it be?
Overall healing and be able to heal others. I am a Reiki master, but I haven't been doing it. And when I start up, it feels good again, actually.
Good.
It feels very good.
Yeah, I see golden hands and arms. You can feel your hands got real warm, light.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
And you're all the way up your arms. Feel it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
My palms too.
Nice. There we go. Beautiful.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of love. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Love you.
There we go. Beautiful. God, I see all this clearing. And I see all these little storm energies sliding off of everybody and sliding off of you. That's good. Who are we talking to, Michelle? What's going on?
Gary.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. I got Terry. Terry's not feeling good either. So let me get Terry on there. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Another traveling.
Hey, you guys. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. See,
yeehaw!
I wish I was here with you guys. And Adrian Prosper, Linda Stewart, myself, and Tasha. Come on, girls, say hi.
Hey, there we go. Hey, guys.
They're blurry, hi.
Oh, there we are. Okay. Yeah, and so you don't feel so good? You're feeling yucky?
I had a tooth do something crazy on me. I ended up in urgent care, and yeah.
That's this health thing I'm talking about.
I know. I thought about it today when you said that.
Yep, and so that's this dimension that's affecting people. And the good news is you're a bright light. The bad news is you're a bright light. And so sometimes we get attacked a lot. And so I'm just going to heal you quick because I can. And so I'm peeling a dark upside down pyramid off of your physical body. And then I'm bringing this God energy all down to you. I see it really rolling through your buddies there, Linda and everybody. And so I see it all around you. And now I see a big giant God that's bigger than the planet slip into you and slip into your body. How do you feel right now?
Like I'm floating.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's called you are. And so there we are. And so if you lie down for a minute now, you're going to feel really good. That's what I see. Yeah. Okay. You need to just take a little minute and lie down for a minute and you're going to feel really good.
All right. Gary, we love you.
Hey, I love you too. And you're slightly dehydrated. I don't know if you know that.
Probably because all this damn antihistamine stuff I'm taking. But yes, my water is here.
Okay. Yeah. Drink more. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry. Good luck.
Good luck, honey. You'll start to feel better. Yeah, you'll start to feel better. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most yucky illness, bad feeling, sick things really does come from a black upside down pyramid energy. And so what you want to do is ask God for the spiritual gift to clear it off of you, whoever's around you. Many times you'll clear it off of your physical body, which is what I did with her. And then I went way out in the cosmos and cleared it from way out in the cosmos as well. And there we are. And so that she feels really, really bright. And David, I saw you clear her. That was cool. David Simon, I saw you clear her. And that really worked.
He's so good.
Yeah. And that really worked. I mean, you really nailed her. There we go. That's awesome. Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. Let me talk to David. You're driving. Where are you going? Yeah. There you are in your cool car.
Hi, David. Is that Betty? David and Betty?
Yeah.
Hi. How are
you? Hey, David. Hey, Betty.
Love you guys.
Hi, love you too.
Hey.
I am driving to go pick up my son. He's spending time with his sister.
Oh, nice. Neat. No, you look bright. I see a crown on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, I was seeing blue orbs this morning in the bed. I was looking up and there were blue orbs everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, the blue flame burns the hottest. Anytime you have a blue orb, it's sorting it out. It's getting rid of the dark energies. It's really interesting. I've got two things lined up for you. And I'm waiting to have a conversation and I kept clearing off stuff. So there we go. Feel how warm? You got warm. So that's good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. It looks really good. There we go. I'm just clearing. Let me do this because I can do it. There we go. All right. Now you should become the luckiest person on earth. There we go.
Yeah. I felt it in my stomach.
Yeah. I saw this light go into you and I see major gold brick. Diamond brick roads. I saw a whole bunch of them show up at one time.
Thank you.
So, So there we go. Good.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Good luck. Love you guys. There we are.
Love you.
Perfect. He's just nice. You get high talking to him, right?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love
just him. Feels good. Feels beautiful. I appreciate him always at all the retreats and things. Who we got? Who are we talking to,
Thank
girl?
You, Gary. I'm going to go to Miss Lindsay. Hi, Miss Lindsay. Yep, I got
That's
her.
Who I was looking Hi. At. Wow.
Ah, I read your mind, Gary.
Oh, look at you. You're in the closet.
I am. Ben's on the phone with his sister-in-law. But I wanted to ask you in order to help someone too. His brother is dealing with some pretty horrible health issues and I was wondering if we could help him.
I see God. I see you got a closet full of gods, right? And so,
hi guys.
So you managed to get that God energy, that God light thing, that gift. There you are. It's all around you. God consciousness. And I see him handing you a staff. Reach and grab it. Okay. So you get that staff. Okay. Now go around the brother. Go around his brother. There you go. And mm-hmm. when you see all the fire, see it's a torch, mm-hmm. turned into a torch, and it's burning all the darkness off of him. Mm-hmm. This is, he's got some illnesses that have to be burned off instead of light gifts, you use a fire gift. Okay. And so God gave you a torch as a fire gift. And so you take that torch and now you're clearing everything and it looks super, super bright and super light. And there we go. Yeah.
Lovely. Is he going to be okay? Like, we don't know what's going on with him.
He looks pretty bright now. He's got several things happening at one time, and the doctors are trying to diagnose it as one illness, and it's multiple illnesses at one time. That's the trick. And so I see he has some neurological things. I see his brain looks funky. His thyroid is off. His whole endocrine system is crazy, and he has a stomach issue. And that would be the stomach issue, believe it or not, is a gallbladder.
They're saying he had cirrhosis.
Well, the gallbladder sits on top of the liver.
Okay.
And so it's right there. And so sometimes your gallbladder can become inflamed and funky, and it'll kind of poison out the liver, and there'll be all kinds of issues, you see? And so they need to really look at his gallbladder, because I see the gallbladder very toxic and poisoning the liver, not the liver poisoning the gallbladder. And so, yeah. And so he just needs to look at it like that. Feel how your belly got real warm when I told you that?
It did before you even talked to me, but now it got warmer.
Yeah, you see? And so that just means I told you the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's what that is. So they need to check his gallbladder, in my opinion. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just able to see stuff.
Sure.
And he, let me just go to his brain. What in the world is going on with that? Well, the part of his liver that is poisoned is projecting, it has a lot of jaundice type energy, which is, toxic and yellow. Okay. Does he have yellow color? Is his skin yellow? Sure. Okay. And so, but his brain is.
Okay.
So I'm clearing the energy in his brain, but it's kind of like a very toxic. And so I'm just clearing all this off. He's looking better. He's got tricks of the fluids they're giving him. They think they're giving him the right amount. It may not be, he might even need more. But I'm just seeing, he's in the hospital, right?
He is.
Yeah. And so good. So they'll figure it out. So, but they're a little slow with getting their numbers together on what they need to act to and what they need to actually do for him.
Speed this up.
Yeah. Mention the gallbladder, but I got him looking way better. Okay. And you do too. Just keep projecting light to him. And I see him looking way, way better. He had about 40 upside down pyramids. I want you to look where I'm looking. You can see spiritually. Ask God for the sword to clear these things. Say, God, give me the sword to clear these upside down black pyramids. Okay. That's a hell dimension. And so if you look behind him and way up high, there you go. You got him. You can see it. Okay. Clear it.
Yeah.
Clear those. There he goes. Okay, now feel how warm you got.
Wow.
Really like catching on fire hot, right?
I sweat.
Yeah. You did him that much good, believe me. Okay.
Woo.
There's the spot. There's the space. Okay. And now he's looking, now he's glowing. So there we go. Okay.
Come on, Alex.
There you go. Good luck.
Awesome. And one more quick thing. Are they gonna be cool with me leaving for Greece for 2 weeks? Please
no,
clear that.
Yeah, I cleared it. No, they really won't be, but they'll get over it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Good luck, honey. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Have fun. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Enjoy.
Love you.
Enjoy your closet.
Thank you.
Isn't that funny? I live in a closet. Your closet case. That's it.
Cool. She was living in her car, now the closet.
I know. I love every time we spotlight her, she's somewhere in something. Yeah,
she hangs out in odd places.
I know.
They're all like little places. Like she's just like, I'm hanging out in some little place somewhere. There we go.
That's
are.
So funny.
Anyway, there we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you. I'm going to Glenn Esposito. Glenn, thank you for being with us. How are you?
Oh, good.
How are you?
Hey. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. I have a question. A friend of mine, Phil, he doesn't know if he blacked out or what, but he hit his head, broke his glasses. Now he has double vision, and the doctor doesn't know what it is. And he said he'll just have to wait to see if it corrects or not. Do you see anything?
Weird energies with him. Is he dizzy too?
I think he has double vision. Yeah, and he's
dizzy. And that makes him dizzy. You're thinking. Yes. Yep. I think I don't want to say he had a stroke, but it's like that.
They said he didn't.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like that though.
Okay.
And so he, it looks like his blood pressure did something really crazy.
Okay.
It looks like it went really high and really low. So low that he could have died, but he didn't. And then it went really back to really high. So okay. He has something. Does he take blood pressure medication, or do you know?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a blood pressure issue, and that's the issue, I believe. Okay. And so, but I'm seeing that, and I'm just clearing his head. Has a lot of dark energy in his brain. I was able to get rid of the dark energy in the brain, and I was really able to get rid of 19 black upside-down pyramids causing these health problems. You're listening to the show tonight at how many health? Everybody's health, 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 right? Sure. And so, and so when that's going on with us or our friends or family around us, you really think it's just happening to you. But as you listen to the show tonight and everybody is talking about the same thing, you realize, no, damn, everybody's got this going on. You see what I'm saying? And so, but it's super, super aggressive. It's an energy that's aggressive. And now I see a room full of gods around you and your friend. And so it feels good. See, you feel really hot on the back of your neck. See?
I do. Will that help the rough week I had? Because everything seemed to be attacking this last week.
Yeah. It'll help a lot. And so there's ask God for the sword to clear it with. Just say, God, give me the sword to clear it with, please.
God, give me the sword to clear it with, please.
Yeah, there you go. Reach up and get it. It's a big serrated sword. There we go. And golden, very golden. There we go. Now it sorts out things and sorts out money and sorts out abundance. And so that's what happens with that thing. And so there we go. Now you feel good. See, it feels really warm, different.
Yes. Yes.
Good. You'll be all right.
My son Tyler wanted me to ask. He's too embarrassed. He's right here to step over. But he wants to know if you see anything about his college or anything coming up since he's a junior this year.
Is he? Well, I see two different schools. Is he applying to schools? Is that what
he's going to start? He hasn't yet. He's going to start.
Okay. Let me look. Does he want to go to California?
He hasn't said anything yet.
Okay. All right.
There could just be a asking if you see anything.
Yeah. I see a California thing.
Okay.
So, good. Yeah. So, good. But I see many different opportunities. So he's going to be all right. You know, good. I see him being accepted, doing well, but he'll have a choice. And it's what I see. But I also feel strong about California for him. So there we are.
You know what he may go into or no idea?
Oh, God. What can he be when he grows up? A lot of things. He's pretty amazing. He's a really amazing kid. And so a young man. And I see him doing really well at whatever he decides to attack. And so I don't know. He could go in. He could be a lot of things. He could be in marketing. He could be in many different things. Production. He could be. He likes creative stuff.
He does. He does.
You know, and so he could be in video, that type of thing, motion picture, that type of thing. That's the reason that, you know, maybe that's part of the reason I see California. Okay. You see, as I dig in a little further, I just see a lot of, you know, possible production stuff. Mm-hmm. And so there, it looks good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck to him. Thank you too.
Thanks, Glenn. Good luck.
That's good. And I think that's cool when you ask about your kid. And, oh yeah, he'll be a movie star. That's good. That's really good. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Karen Toth. Karen, thank you for being patient. Hi, Karen.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, my girl. What's up?
Well, I'm just calling on my brother. He has a large growth behind his right eye, and he's very stressed out about it.
Are they trying to shrink it?
They want to shrink it or remove it. And he's like almost ready to let them remove his eye. And I'm like, there's got to be a better solution.
There is. I think if they shrink it.
Okay. If he'll accept that, that's the other.
Yeah. He's just afraid of procedures.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to get rid of his fear. So you got a room full of gods tonight. And so you managed to get the God gift, which is good. So ask God to get rid of your brother's fear.
God, get rid of my brother's fear. Thank you, please.
There it goes. Now you got really hot. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
What a powerful gift, right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you did that. I didn't do that. You got really hot inside. You could feel it just kind of go over you. I see the light in your eyes now. And so that's beautiful. And that happened. And your brother changed right then. So let's see what he does. Okay.
Okay, great. And one more for another person. My partner has polyps in his nose and can barely breathe. His name's Stuart Whitehall.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll take them out soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there another solution, a natural one?
Yeah, take them out. So, you know, go to the doctor, guys. You know, I can see things. People call, you know, what I do a medical intuitive, but I can see stuff. But, you know, if you need heart surgery, go to the damn heart doctor. You know, I'm just telling you. So that's what this is. And so I see the polyps are very, you know, I can see them, you know, closing in. So he'd go get rid of those things so he can breathe. It's almost like there's some things you don't need a psychic for, okay. You know, but I feel like that could help him to where, you know, then he's going to feel a whole lot better. You know, he's an amazing guy though. He's great.
He is. Yeah. It happened shortly after my call with you. So,
yeah. Well, we didn't hex him, promise. Anyway, there we are. Yeah, it looks good. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Karen.
There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Edgar Pena. Edgar, haven't seen you in a while, Edgar. Hey. Hi, how are you? We miss you.
I know it's been a while since I think September, October, and
when
Gary gave me a rainbow treasure the last time. It was a gift.
A gift. I remember. Yes.
Yes, that was the last. I think that was the last time or the second last time, but it's been a while. It's been maybe 5-6 months that I haven't come back. But a lot of things have happened. I thought I was on this path to being rich and everything, but I was going to join your retreat.
An overall attack.
But,
never replace the toilet paper. Just keep the new roll on it.
Yeah, I see you looking super bright, and so it's what I see. I see a lot of light still around. You know, are you taking a trip soon?
I want to take a trip soon. There's a business trip, and then there's a trip to see the land of my ancestors in Peru, Cusco. They've been calling me to go there. My ancestors have been calling me to go there. So those are the two trips, and then a business partner wants me to go to Philippines of all places. He wants me to go there for a business trip. So
That feels like a moneymaker if you give it the right time.
Yeah.
You know, you have to give it a little more energy, give it a little time, but it feels like a real moneymaker.
And yeah, so revamping my practice. I'm an acupuncturist and traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. So I'm a healer. I puncture people. They call me a prick, actually.
That's good. They call me that too. Anyway, so here's what I see. I actually see you doing really well, you know, with all these different things, but I feel very, very good about the Filipino thing, you know, going on. And so that could be some good stuff. It's got the timing has to line up. So really work on that. And if it does, it feels really good to me. That's what I see. I see all this. I see a ball of light. God's handing you a ball of light. Pull it into your chest. It's a big ball of light. There you go. Okay. Feel how warm you got. See, you got warm inside. Feel that?
Wow.
Different. Yeah.
White all over.
Yeah, exactly. And so that white energy, anytime, you know, you have like white energy, like crystal white energy, it brings you to a high God healing vibe. And so white light is God light. White light is a God vibe. And so God consciousness. And I see you going to this really high vibe. This will make you lucky. And so good luck with that. Looks good.
Yeah, today's the lucky day. It's the lucky number 13. So it's an auspicious day. So.
Thank nice. You. Nice. Well, you look bright. Yeah. What else?
My acupuncture practice, it was not doing too well, but I just revamped it. I met a few people that are willing to help me. And there's a few people that actually helped me because it was some sort of legal problems that happened, but it's all cleared now. I know that.
Well, it feels like to me within 2 months, it gets really better. Okay. So that's what I see. So good luck for 2 months, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And I have two daughters. I always worry about them for education and all that. But if there's a blessing or anything that you can do, or I
cleared them. No, they look good. Cleared them off, and I got to run because they're screaming at me now. But good luck, buddy. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank
good luck.
So I love you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Love you, Edgar. Oh, he's so cool.
He is. He's great. And so who else we got? What we got, thanks. Michelle?
Okay, I'm going to Regina. Regina. Hi, Regina. Thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Go ahead and unmute. There you go.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Gary. Girl. Hey, Gary. Hey, my girl. What's your question?
My question is, will I ever get rid of this? My skin issues. I've been sick for too long. I don't want to be sick no more, please.
Okay, let me look at you. I see, you know, I see a little dark blob around you. I want you to ask God for a sword to clear your energy with. Say, God, give me my sword to clear my energy with.
God, give me my sword to clear my energy with. Please.
There you go. Reach up and get it. Reach up and get it. There you go. You got it. Okay, now clear around you. Again, you got this golden serrated sword. There we go. Now it came off of your body, and I see you looking really bright. I feel your sinuses open. Your face got warm. You feel your hands getting warm and your whole body. There we go. You did it. And so there. And so it looks really, really good. You're going to feel a whole lot better. And then I see a drop of holy water coming down on the top of your head. So there it went. And so it went right on your head.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And there you go. Thank you. Lots of love. Lots of love.
One other question. Okay. When will I be reunited with my soulmate?
That'll take a little bit of time because he's got something else going that's preoccupying him. But I see it'll take a little bit of time, but will occur. It's just going to take a little time. You know, I would say a few months, it feels like to me. So there we go. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Michelle. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Michelle, what we got?
Okay, we got Aaron Wong. We miss Aaron Wong.
Hey, Aaron. Go ahead.
How are you, Aaron? We love you.
Hi, I miss you all.
It's been nice, buddy. Where are you? Los Angeles?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
I mean, sorry. No, there's like, so you got the LA funk on your head. Let me clear this. You know, there we are.
Yeah, I've been asking. I've been
yeah,
in like kind of like a funk too.
Yeah, let me clear it.
I wanted to ask, well, because the person that I'm seeing, like he changed his mind. So I've been in kind of funk and I feel like I'm having a broken heart. It's kind of hard to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. I want you to stay with me, okay? Follow me, okay? You can see spiritually and everything. Follow me, okay? Go high like a rocket ship. Go straight up. Okay, there we go. Keep going. Keep going. Imagine yourself in a volcano that you've thrown yourself in. And so you're popping out of the top of that now. Now you're going really high. There we are. Now you went all the way up to Zion heaven. And now you're underneath a waterfall. Okay. Mm. And now just you can feel the waterfall going over you. And now I saw it clearing all the dark, funky energy off of you. And then on these levels, your vibration went so high right now that all the demons that are trying to eat you alive are catching on fire in your lower dimensions where you've lost some higher selves that are possessed. And so now I'm just seeing all these demons getting burned off of you in these lower vibration dimensions. And so there we go. Look how warm you're starting to get. Feel it?
Yeah, I'm starting to get warm.
Okay, now you got your light back in your body. You had managed to feel so bad, like, oh, I'm the victim. No one loves me. I'm going to die. Then you run up the mountainside and throw yourself in the damn volcano. And so and when you do this, you disconnect. And so now you connected. Now you're connected back. And I see tons of light going through your body. Feel the difference? Crazy feeling. Really warm. Really light. Okay, now I want you to ask God to bring back your soulmate.
God, please bring back my soulmate. He seems like he had already changed his mind.
No, he's just gotten a little crazy because he had a business problem. And so I don't know if you know.
Real estate. He's in real estate.
Yeah, well, he had something blow up in his face and messed his head up. And so he was counting on the big deal, and all of a sudden the big deal blew up and it freaked him all out. And so there we go. That happened.
Then there's also another person coming in. So it gets really complicated.
No, the other person that you're worried about is basically a reoccurring one night stand. And so
I need to just keep my vibe high, really.
That's it. That's all you got to do. And there we are. Now see how warm you feel now? Better.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm coming back together. I was like in pieces almost, I felt like.
Yeah, well, when people, you know, freak out at us or dump us and we feel not worthy, you know, it hurts. And so you're going to be all right. You know.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You'll see. It'll take about a week and a half. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got really hot.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
And you got really hot when I said it's going to take you a week and a half, right? You got really hot.
Yeah. It's coming back here.
Yeah.
My chest.
You see, you're starting to sweat. And so that's just, I told you the truth. So you'll nail it. There you are. Okay.
I'll nail it.
You will. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. We love you.
Thank you. I miss you all.
Miss you too.
He's like the nicest person alive.
Oh, no. I know. Right? He's just so lovable.
Yeah, isn't he? He's just great. He's really good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Kathy Wollum. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good to see you. Unmute yourself, please.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. What's happening, girl? How are you?
Hello. It's been a while.
I missed
you. Still in my car, but there's an apartment that I qualify for. And I was just wondering if you saw anything coming of that, or if that may be the right thing. Also, I'm concerned about my career.
Go get the apartment.
Good.
Go get the apartment.
Okay. So coming up on with my career, do you see me changing, like staying in the field of Eastern medicine, but I'm doing massage therapy and I'm kind of starting to feel it at my wrists and stuff. So I keep plugging away at that. Or when I get to where I can't do that, do you see something else coming for me?
Let me tell you what you got going. Your thyroid's off.
Okay.
Have you ever checked it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, your thyroid is off and you're feeling tired because of that. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's what's going on. I'm going to light it up, okay? See, your thyroid's right there in your throat, you know? Mm-hmm. There we go. Your eyes are closed. I hope you're not driving.
No.
Oh, good. There we go. All right, now I'm just pulling a little dark energy out of your throat. There it goes. All right. There we go. There. Now, your throat's warm?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Go check your thyroid. I see it very low. Okay?
Okay. So that's what I feel, where it feels like something's sitting there. That's probably what I've been feeling. Okay.
Yeah. It's slightly enlarged on the back side. It's got a little goiter there. but just all you got to do, go to the doctor, check your thyroid, and I see you getting sorted out. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right. There we are. That good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I got Maria A. Maria, hi.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, my girl. What you doing?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Michelle and Dean.
Hey. Hi. We love you. We miss you.
Same.
What does your shirt say? What does your shirt say?
It goes, it's shipped.
SHI. Okay, there.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
I won't get you in trouble, Gary.
Oh, there, that's all right. And so anyway, what's your question, girl?
Yeah, so I had a question about my health and my husband's health. He, I think he might have gotten misdiagnosed for tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he has a high count of antibodies on one of his lungs, which we think is from the blood clots, but they thought that meant he had tuberculosis, and it kind of freaked us out this week.
He's got more than one thing, you know, is what I see. Call me if you would, not on the show. Okay.
Okay.
Cause I don't want to be rushed with what I'm seeing. Okay. Okay. And I don't want to scare you. Don't be afraid. Okay. But it's just more than one thing.
Okay.
And so I have to explain it very well, so you understand and he understands. And so that's what I see. And so I just want to be able to do that. Okay.
Okay.
And when I look, I'm just sending a lot of healing energy to him. Feel how you've got one lung. It sounds weird, but your lung is hot. Feel how one of your lungs got real hot. You see?
Yes.
So did his. You're empathing him.
Okay.
And so I just projected lots of healing to his lung. And so there we go. And so looks really, really, really good. I would take a very serious, I would do very serious blood tests is what I would do. And they're going to figure it out really quick. That's what I say. Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. And then Gary, do I have sleep apnea?
No, you're just tired. You're just worried and tired. And I cleared all this tension off of you, bunch of demons, dark energies, and now you look bright. And so I see all these God energies all around you now. And just say, when I look at you, ask God for the gift to clear yourself.
God, please give me the gift to clear myself.
Okay. Grab the sword. You got a sword. And you also got a torch, and I see you burning these entities off of you. And I also see the light. The sword is a light gift. The torch is a fire gift. And sometimes the entities that are attacking us these days are also entities that will be dealt with a fire gift, not only a light gift. And so you got both. So there we go. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
You'll feel good. You'll feel good. Now I see a big, big dark pyramid going off of him. So there we go. See, now look how good you feel now. Feel that? Cracked off. So your vibration went high, and then so did his. It followed. So there we go. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Here we go, girl. That's good. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I have James. James has been waiting too. Thank you for being patient, James.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, James, how are you? You know, I wake up with you in my head. I wake up with you in my head sometimes. So I'm clearing you, and I'm clearing your girl, you know. And so I you know, you're in a catch 22. I don't know what to do about it. You know, I feel really bad for her. She's, you know, because, you know, she's still on a lot of meds and they're doing all that whole routine, right?
What did you say the last part? The what?
They're doing the med routine, the medication routine. With
yeah,
her, right?
They're going up on the Zoloft, which they think will help her suicidal OCD, repeating destructive thoughts. And they say that sometimes helps, or, you know, but I think that's.
And sometimes creates it.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at 2/3 of the medication, you know, side effect might include suicide ideation.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's really tough. But I'm clearing away every demon I can find. Okay. And so, yeah. and so I'm just clearing all this off of her. I want Rachel to feel better. Well, there we go. And there we are. Now I feel teary, which is a good sign. And so, and there we go. She's backwards. She's backwards in her body. She has multiple higher selves all over the place, which would create a real crazy thinking pattern. And there we go. And I can feel all the different medications that are really making her sick. And so there we go.
Which is the worst one, do you think?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's like that. It just is. And so
I've been slipping her ashwagandha and lion's mane. Is that hurting or helping or nothing?
Your intention is helping immensely. Okay. Amazing. So your intention, the fact that she knows that your intention is good and healing is the most amazing thing. I'm cracking a lot of dark energies off that are way out there. And now if she was not on, it looks like that she's going to work through some of the meds and the doctors will too. And I see a change. I see a change of venue or a change of doctors. And so this is going to be a good thing.
She's been doing that. And do I need to worry about her mom at all? You mentioned that her through Mills, her mom might be blaming everybody, or does that even matter?
Don't know that it matters too much, but you know, it just is what it is. You know, people get afraid. Yeah. People get afraid, and then they get goofy in their head. You know, and so I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just clearing the darkness off. She's looking better right now, so hopefully that helps. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, buddy. I love you. And her too. Love her. Tell her that, please. There we go.
I sure will.
All right.
I will. Got absolutely. Her.
Thank you, James.
That looks way
thank
better.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, good, so good. Much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking around. I'm just wanting to clear all you guys. There's a dark energy, but it is really seriously attacking the earth and making a lot of people sick. And so I'm just clearing you guys. I'm clearing it with all the gifts I have and everything I can do. I'm projecting all this light to you, and I'm using all these multiple gifts and all these different God energies. I've never seen so many show up in a room before. So you would ask God for your God consciousness, your God gifts. You want to go super, super high, and you want to clear yourself. You want to clear away any dark upside down pyramids and replace that. And you want to see a beautiful gift of a white golden pyramid, a glowing golden pyramid, and you just want to allow that to come down. You just want to say, God, please give me my giant golden pyramid. God, please give me my giant golden pyramid. Please, please, please. And I've seen it go around the planet Earth, and I've seen all these dark energies fly away. I see you guys looking super bright and super good. Project as much love as you can to everybody who loves you, and project as much love as you can to everybody you know. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Call me up, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. I'm here for you, and I really sincerely appreciate you. I can't believe how evolved you are. All you guys are spiritual freaks of nature in your own right. Wally, it was so cool seeing all that stuff on you. All your other guys, as I worked with you, you know, Donald, I mean, I see all you guys have this crazy amount of spiritual light around you. Be aware. Ask for your spiritual gifts every day. Ask for all those gifts. And you want to just say, God, give me the gifts that it takes for me to clear me. And you want to ask for those gifts. God, please give me the spiritual gifts to clear myself. And try it right now. God, please give me the spiritual gifts that I need to clear myself. You'll see swords, staves, daggers, crowns, balls of light, all kinds of stuff. And I see it just flying down to you. I appreciate you guys. And I love you very, 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 very much. And I appreciate you so much. I'll be here. What am I doing, Dean? I'll be here for energy clearing. I'll be here Wednesday to do that. And
you have a spiritual retreat in June. Don't forget that, June.
Oh, yeah. I have a spiritual retreat in June. I'm excited because you guys are so much fun in the retreats. We learn so much in the retreats. It's amazing what we really learn. And it's so good. I know that we're doing the planet Earth a lot of good, and it needs a lot of good right now. So keep it up. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I see you soon. If you want to come to the spiritual retreat, please call Michelle 702-822-0548.
Good job.
I was looking at 702-822-0548. Call Michelle and she'll hook you up. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you.